So in this section, we are now going to transition away from looking at software. We're going to start looking at creating info products, which are typically video courses and ebooks. And I'm going to give you my full methodology for doing this, which is the same, by the way, the exact same methodology that I've used to create this course. Now, before we dive in, I just want to say that in a world of AI, this actually may be more difficult than creating software. And as we transition through 2025, and potentially if I do another one of these courses, I have no doubt that by the end of 2025, I will be telling people that it is infinitely easier to create software than it is to create training courses, okay? Simply because of the fact that the AI technology that builds out software tools is just getting so, so powerful. That being said, there's a lot to be said for creating and selling info products, training courses, just like I've done here. But there are some shortcuts as well that we can actually apply to do it, and some good reasons that we may want to do this either as well as or instead of software. So with all that said, let's dive in. So info products are my second favorite type of digital product after software. There are many more types of digital products that I'm not going to look at here: WordPress themes, gaming skins, iPhone apps, etc., etc. But the most popular digital products that first-time entrepreneurs look at is the info product. So info products are typically either video courses or ebooks. They are the second best type of digital product that you can create after software. They have many of the same benefits of software: high margins, great economics, free distribution. You can, you know, just set up a simple hosting page and sell a million of them. You don't have to worry about shipping. And they, of course, still have the ability to build a buyer's list. In fact, they can actually enhance the relationship that you have with your audience, because they are hearing your voice, they are hearing your opinion, they are learning to trust you. You know, at this point in the training series, if you've watched it, you've probably kind of developed a bit of a relationship with me, but because you've been listening to me all this time in a way that you wouldn't necessarily do if you were just using one of my software tools. That being said, there are some caveats here. And so ideally, you will want to have experience and kind of information and knowledge within the specific area that you're doing the training course. You know, I couldn't, for example, do a training course on how to dance because I don't really know how to dance. I wouldn't know how to market, but when you buy the course, you know, when you see me dance, you probably wouldn't be too happy about it. Whereas I can do a course on AI and making money with AI and doing all these things with AI, because this is literally what I do. And so following on from that, you will probably want credentials. So you want some kind of a proof. When buying this product, I probably showed you proof of some of the things that I've done. I explained some of the things we're going to be talking about in the videos. And so I was, you know, very able to sell this course to you because you could understand the value. Now, bear in mind, this is less important, the idea of having credentials and experience. Is less important when we look at Kindle books and Amazon books, because, you know, really anything goes there. The standards are much lower, the prices are much lower, but of course the margins are also much lower as well. So this really applies when you want to sell a high quality info product at a solid price. And so to kind of sum this up, people buy info products from this guy. So you can see him, he's got his mansion in the background, has all these accolades, all these credentials, all this proof. He looks like a really successful guy, very happy. He's got his beautiful wife and his sports car. I actually ran a few iterations of this through Midjourney. There was one where he had a big pile of cash in the trunk. You know, this is like a very successful guy. People are buying from this guy, not because they necessarily want to be him, but because they want something that he has, something that he has done, okay? And this is why people buy info products, because they want to model off some element of success that a person has and bring that into whatever it is that they're doing, whatever their objectives, goals, and dreams are. Okay, so this is something to bear in mind. The more you have this in your particular niche, the more easy you will find it to actually go and sell these types of products. And the less you have it, the harder it's going to be. So let's talk a bit about this idea of domain-specific proof and knowledge. So for, you know, $50 all the way up to $1,000, and there are some $10,000 courses as well I've seen, but for kind of $50 and up courses, some proof and experience is really key, okay? So this is true not only to sell to people, but, you know, some niche specific empathy here is also helpful to sell to the market. So not just showing people what you've done, but actually using the right phrases, saying all the right things. You know, other people in this space are going to, in your chosen niche, will know what type of words to look for. And being able to copyright and use sales words that resonate with them is going to be very, very, very valuable. And so that's another reason you will want to have proof and experience. That kind of niche-specific empathy is going to allow you to sell a lot better. Again, this is much less true with very cheap kind of $10 and under Kindle books. But then, you know, you're only going to be making a few dollars for a Kindle ebook, and so it's really lead gen anyway, okay? Low to high ticket video courses, which typically start at kind of, some are $50, some are $100, a lot of them are $200, $300, $400, $500. They are a very different kettle of fish, okay? You really do want to have some kind of proof, some kind of knowledge, you know, at $30 to $100 and up. People want quality, they want shortcuts, they want knowledge, they want experience. And bear in mind, paradoxically, this is less important with software because software just does a thing. And so, you know, I could go to any niche I wanted and build a software which accomplishes a specific thing people want. You know, turn up at all the conferences, and then when people say, what do you think about this market? I can say, I have no idea. I don't care about this market. I'm just making sure that my software does what it needs to do. And people are completely fine with that, and they will continue to buy my software. That is not true in the case of info products, where you are, to an extent, the product that people are buying. Also, bear in mind that info products do take time, okay? So it's taken me a lot more time to prepare this training than it does do for me to make not even one software. I could have made 10 software tools or 50 software tools in the time that it's taken me to put together this training. But, you know, one good thing about the training, and there's other leverage that I'm going to get from this, but one other good thing about it is it kind of sells you as a person. It builds a relationship with the people who consume the training. And following on from this, the time that you put into it is proportional to what you'll get out. So I've put, you know, a huge amount of time into this training. It's only possible anyway because of all of the insane experience and leverage I've built up within this space, not just within the AI space over the last 6 years, but the last 2 years, probably 7 years now with AI, and probably around, you know, 20 plus years in terms of total marketing, and well over 15 years in terms of marketing online. And then all the time it's taken to actually, you know, put this training together and to actually put it out there. But the reason I'm doing that is because I can see the value in it. I can see the relationship it's going to build. This is going to be a great product for me to get new customers. And people who, you know, consume this hopefully are going to believe in me, believe in the direction, and want to buy things that I recommend in the future. So basically ask yourself, are you experienced and willing to make an info product given everything that we've talked about? If you are, then it's a very exciting space to get into. And we'll look at how you can do that in the next couple of videos.